Hello.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling for an opinion research. I'd like to ask a few questions concerning the planned station of our nation. I'm sorry? Hi,
Okay.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote in the state of Nevada?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And one second. Yes.
Stop
English.
it. Hey, wow.
Nevada. And to make sure we have a sample representative of all age groups, can you tell me the year you were born? Yes, the year.
79.
Thank you. I know that it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think that you won't vote?
I will vote.
Almost certain.
Yes.
Thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? Like just
I'm
one
gonna
thing
say
would
the
do. Just one thing, that you feel that is the most
I'm
important
sorry.
issue. What is it?
I'm gonna say it's homelessness.
Okay. Home. I have to write that home. Less. Yes. Okay. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I
The
voted for Joe
2020.
Biden.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm probably gonna say I'll probably vote for Trump.
Okay, thank
This
you.
election.
Okay, thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, 0 to 100. You can
20.
choose any number in between 20.
Yeah.
Thank you. And how about Donald Trump? 0 to 100.
80.
Thank you. That makes 100, right? Okay. And
Mm-hmm.
think about the elections this November. If the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district? This is Congress, for Congress, not our president. Will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I mean, I'm gonna say the Democratic.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Jackie
This is,
Wilson.
I'm sorry? Jackie
Jackie
Rosen, yes.
Wilson.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Do you trust Donald Trump more on the issue of immigration
Yes.
or Biden on the issue of immigration? Trump?
Trump.
Okay, and much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. So you agree or disagree with that statement?
I'm sorry, I couldn't. Could you
Okay.
say we repeat it?
Yeah, President Biden should make it a priority protecting undocumented immigrants from being target in deportation rates. Do you agree with that statement or no? Or you disagree?
I think Is you asking about if people should be deported?
Yeah, they want to know if you agree or disagree with the President Biden, the President Trump, if he should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree with that statement or not?
Yes, yeah.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should make it a priority for work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities, fleets, and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Again, Biden should make it a priority keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
You said they should not
right,
be separated.
Right, exactly.
No, they should not be separated.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to be with their parents. Yeah.
Okay, so you agree somewhat or strongly?
Yes. Strongly.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Again, President mm-hmm. Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden mm-hmm. should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Do you agree or disagree? I mean, would that make you less likely or more likely to vote for him?
Yeah, that would make me more likely to vote for him.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
You said protected from what now?
Undocumented farm workers. Most of them
are,
yeah.
Somewhat, yes. Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Do you make them mm-hmm. more likely or less likely?
I'm more likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more, someone.
Much more.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat? Thank you.
Much more.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. More likely or less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. We already have 70%. I appreciate you hanging in there. I appreciate it. Thank you. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Does that concern you or no? Or somewhat concerned? Very concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they took a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that concern you? Very, somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Does that concern you? Somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Now, is this concern or no concern? Is this concerning?
It's very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does this concern you? Somewhat, a very or a little, no concern at all?
Very.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I'd like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. So Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. What approach comes closer to your own view, Trump or Biden?
I don't understand. I'm sorry.
What approach comes closer to your own view? Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, while Trump is saying that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to the border. Sorry?
Yeah, I understand. I don't think...
Which approach comes closer to the way to your view? Biden or Trump?
Yeah, I'm going to say Biden.
Okay. Somewhat closer or much closer?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We are 80%. We almost done. Thank you so much. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm still going to go with Trump.
Okay. As much as you can say you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? WhatsApp, YouTube, TikTok, Univision, or Telemundo, Fox News, channels or website, MSNBC, MSNBC, and CNN, Spanish language radio program, OANN, or Newsmax, Instagram, Facebook, in a typical week?
Facebook, Fox News, and CNN.
Thank you. CNN, okay. Finally, I'd like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Well, my husband or myself only.
No, family, yeah. Like your mom, your dad.
My mom and dad, okay. Germany.
Germany, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's specify, okay. Okay. Were you born in the United States, mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
United States.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
No? No, they were born in the United States, right? On the mainland?
Correct, yeah.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? More Spanish and English? Spanish and English equally? More English than Spanish? Always English?
Only English, yeah.
Thank you. And generally speaking, mm-hmm. Do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm more liberal.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school, 12th grade.
Thank you. And what is mm-hmm. your religion, if any?
Christianity.
Christianity. So, Christian, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Christian. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Oh, I don't want to give that out. My first name?
Yeah, it's Jennifer, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, Jennifer. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure.
Thank you. That concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. You've been great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You're welcome. You too.
Take care. Bye. Mm-hmm.